The Czech Jewish writer Arnošt Lustig died in Prague on Saturday at the age of 84. A survivor of several Nazi concentration camps, he made the Holocaust the central theme of his work that includes novels such as Dita Saxova, A Prayer for Katarzyna Horowitzova, Lovely Green Eyes, and many others. He also worked as a reporter for Radio Prague in the 1950s. Jan Richter looks at the extraordinary life of Arnošt Lustig.
Arnošt Lustig would have perhaps never become a writer if it weren't for the Holocaust. He wanted to be a traveller or an aviator, he said in an interview, or a judge. But in 1942 he and his family were taken to the Terezin concentration camp and later to Auschwitz and Buchenwald. This experience formed Arnošt Lustig as a man and as an author. When he told people after the war about what he saw in the camps, no one believed him, so he decided to put it down. In an interview for Radio Prague in 2007, Arnošt Lustig recalled how he started writing.
For instance, I liked very much my teacher. And when I told him from where I am coming and what happened there, so he started patting my head. He treated me like a silly, crazy, sick man. He didn't believe it. So I saw that it's impossible to share this experience from camps. So I started writing. And they accepted it because they considered it very authentic. And then I discovered the magic of writing. It has some magic, and you are paid for it. You can choose it as a profession.
His first book, a collection of short stories entitled Night and Hope, came out in 1957. 5 years later, he published one of his most famous novels, Dita Saxova, about what it was like to go on living after going through the camps. He went on to write more than 50 other books, including Lovely Green Eyes, which was nominated for the Pulitzer Prize in 2003. After the war, Arnošt Lustig became a reporter. He covered the 1948 Israeli-Arab War and later worked at Radio Prague, the international service of Czechoslovak radio. He joined the Communist Party, hoping the new regime would establish true democracy, freedom and tolerance. But he lost his illusions about communism when he was asked to agree to a death sentence for Milada Horáková, a democratic politician who was put on a showcase trial and executed in 1950.
I was in radio and came a comrade from the Central Committee and explained that she was a super traitor and that she was executed if we agree with it. And everybody agreed, including me. But then I came home and I asked myself, how could I agree with execution of someone whom I don't know even? This was the first disturbing feeling I had, and I never, from that on, I never lifted my hand for anything. I was not convinced.
Arnošt Lustig left Czechoslovakia after the Soviet-led invasion of 1968 and lived in Israel and the United States before returning to Prague after the fall of communism. His friend said he kept his good humor and optimism until his demise to cancer in a Prague hospital on Saturday.
Jan Richter reporting there on the great Czech